Chapter 1 RJ was just sitting down with his latest scary novel. He was looking forward to getting into the story and discovering who was responsible for the disappearing gravestones. As he flipped through the pages he had already read, he heard a strange sound. It was a distant sound, too far away to be coming from his apartment. It was very loud but muffled, making it hard to tell what it was and where it was coming from. It was a repetitive sound. He stood up from his chair and walked out of his bedroom and into the living room. His mother and father were out doing their monthly evaluations with the tenants, checking to see if everything was in working order and whether there were repairs needed anywhere in the building. He was alone in the apartment. There shouldn't have been anything making noise except for him. No matter where he walked in the apartment, the kitchen, his parents' bedroom, the study, even the bathroom, he could still hear the noise. But it was still at a distance. So he decided to see if he could hear it in the hallway. He snatched his hat off of the hat rack he hung it on by the door and pulled it down tightly over his head. He always wore his detective's hat when there was a mystery afoot. He had a wide assortment of them to choose from, in different colors. As he stepped out into the hallway, he listened very closely. He heard Mrs. Warbush's washing machine churning. He heard Mr. Albert's television blaring. He heard the Chomsky twins bouncing a ball back and forth. There was plenty of noise with so many neighbors. But beyond all of this noise, he heard that thumping. He looked up at the ceiling as it seemed to be coming from above his head. Could it be something on the roof? As a rule, he was not allowed on the roof alone, but he had occasionally broken that rule, only for the sake of solving a mystery. This did seem like a mystery to him.